and welcome to NSTA The Bus Stop. This is the official podcast of the National School Transportation Association. I'm Kurt Mackison, Executive Director, and pleased to welcome a new guest to NSTA The Bus Stop for this episode celebrating Women's History Month, Jenna Van Harpen, Executive Director over at Bluebird, one of NSTA's best and brightest sponsor. So Jenna, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Kurt. I'm happy to be here. I'm excited. Excited to be back in the school bus industry.
Yeah, definitely excited to have you back. One of the great things about NSTA, the bus stop, and what we do on the podcast is we delve into the background of our guests, and everybody has a really, I find, interesting story about how they got involved in school bus and student transportation. So why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about your background and how that kind of led you to your current role with Bluebird?
Yeah, so it's been a wild ride. And when I sat and thought about this, you know, it's been over 20 years in the transportation industry, which is crazy to think because I don't feel old. And I have gone
through... You started
through...
when you were five, Jenna.
for sure. So yeah, I started with heavy duty trucks back in the day, working with Freightliner and Peterbilt. And you know, my life choices and career took me to Virginia. I at the time was married to a sailor, and at the time, Carter Machinery was becoming the Bluebird dealer franchise. And with my on-highway background, you know, they thought I would be a great fit for that position. So came on in their school bus division, which never thought I would be on a school bus after I left high school sports. And it was great. 6 months into the position, Bluebird Corporate, you know, said, hey, what would it take to have you come on board? Right. And I was like, well, I never thought about working for an OE. And joined the team as an alternative fuels manager. So really educating district contractors on alternative fuels. Bluebird's the leader in alternative fuels and has been for a very long time. Then slowly moved myself through the organization, becoming the director of alternative fuels and then to the executive director of national accounts, which included fleet. So the big contractors. Then I also handled the chassis division and export division at the time as well. I took a little bit of a break from school bus because I wanted to see, you know, how the other industries in transportation handled electrification grants. So I did a 3-year stint with the transit industry, learned quite a bit about federal funding, Lono grants, things like that. And when Phil came back to Bluebird, he gave me a call and said, what can we do to get you back? And so I've been back about 6 months now in the executive director of national accounts, handling the contractors across the country. So right up the alley of NSTA, and it's good to be back in the organization. You know, there is not an organization like NSTA in any other field where all competitors can get together from the OE level to, you know, just the competitiveness of the contractors within their state and come together for one vision. And there's no competition there, right? We're all one big family.
Absolutely. And no, it's great to have you back. Fortunate to see you. A week ago at the bus in, and you know, it was like you know, old times, just like no time has passed, you know, pick up where we left off. So great to have you back you know, with us at NSTA. Now you know, you talked about you know, your development in school bus, and I'm sure you know the days you have right now are very varied, and no 2 days look the same. But you know, if I were to say, hey, Jenna Van Harpen, what kind of a regular type day look for you? What are the things you're doing? How are you engaging, you know, with clients? How are you promoting the yellow bus? you know, those type of things. What does a normal day look for you?
Yeah, normal is different. Normal, you know, pre-COVID, I was on the road every single day. You know, COVID taught us a lot how to do Zooms and Skypes, and now it's getting back out on the road and getting in front of the customers. So this week I am traveling. You know, last week you mentioned we were in DC, you know, lobbying for, you know, the illegal passing. So, you know, every week, every day does look a little bit different, but it's making sure that we put the safety of the students first, and then educating about what new products are out there. You know, the evolution from gas to diesel to propane to CNG to electric back to gas, right? The offerings on the mm-hmm. market. So yeah, it's just making sure that the contractors, the school districts are up to date on what's available from a grant perspective, from technology perspective, safety. You know, it's a continuous education because the industry is ever evolving.
Oh, that's for sure. Just, you know, off the top of your head, in terms of, you know, if you were able to look at things, say, 5 years ago versus things now, what percentage would you say you kind of work in and around the, you know, the grants that are out there? And I'm sure that's much more now with the advent of EVs. That you have to deal with not just the EV, but the infrastructure as well. So what do you think that kind of percentage that you're working in and around grants these days looks like?
Well, so at Bluebird, you know, we're about 60% of our production is alternative fuels. So, you know, diesel is still a big part of the industry. But because of our offerings with propane, EV, and gasoline, that, you know, the mix between those products and diesel. So, you know, round three was just, the submissions were due. So we spent a lot of time making sure districts applied. You know, they treated round three a little bit different than they did with round one and two. So, you know, again, just making sure we're up to speed, making sure people are applying for that money. Because it does take their total cost of ownership down on any of the vehicles, right? If it's propane or electric. Right. And the infrastructure to get started, which changes hard. Changes hard when we're talking about, you know, a 10 to 20 year vehicle on the road. So just making sure we're educating about the total cost of ownership with the grants involved.
Yeah, and that was a focus of ours at NFTA. We did a project with Rutgers, a Rutgers team, graduate school team, and one of our primary focus was on total cost of ownership, to give everyone, you know, kind of a high level picture of what the transition to EV would look like. And then, you know, to your point, I think it's great that, you know, you can work directly with the operators on these grant submissions. Like, you know, we always say at NFTA, you never travel alone. And I think you guys are doing that with, you know, the grant submissions. And I think that's only can be a positive for the industry. So applaud you on your work there. Getting back to the podcast. So for the past few years, March has been at NFTA, the bus stop. We've utilized it to celebrate and promote women in student transportation. And you know, it's something we've done for the past several years. Being your first podcast, you know, with us and us celebrating Women's History Month, trying to get your thoughts on what does it mean for you to be a woman in transportation and specifically in student transportation?
Yeah, great question. You know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, there, you didn't see a lot of females in the transportation sector, whether it be the heavy duty truck, school bus. And so today I love seeing all the women that are involved. You know, last week, I think half of the people in the room for the NFTA bus in were females, which was great to see. So the mix, between the male and females are just definitely coming up, which I love supporting. It has been a challenge for sure, coming up in a male-dominated industry, and a technology industry, really. And when you think about what we're dealing with, it's a vehicle, and knowing the ins and outs of the technology, and being able to speak to all those changes. So yeah, I love being in this industry, and I love seeing the change happen.
Now, did you have any mentors, in your evolution as a student transportation professionals, and anybody you want to highlight on the podcast?
I do want to highlight somebody. Her name is Kelly Redenda, and she is actually from Upper Moreland School District. So when I joined Bluebird as an alternative fuel manager, Kelly was facing some challenges in her district. They were having to decide whether to replace an in-ground diesel fuel tank with aging buses, and the maintenance costs to really maintain that fleet with all the challenges coming ahead. And Kelly worked with myself and the Roush team and the Bluebird dealership and converted her fleet to 100% propane. Now that was a big, big swap. I mean, she ordered 35 propane buses and took the challenge on and wasn't scared, right? She did her research. She knew all her facts about the district. And she has really changed a lot of districts who are afraid, right? We talk change, and change is hard. But she has really been a leader in the industry when it comes to talking about alternative fuels and how change can happen and be easy and smooth. And so I just want to give Kelly a shout out because she's making great strides and changes. And, you know, now is replacing some of those buses we put in back in 2015, 2016. Right. And now is starting to do the replacements. So.
Yeah. And to take that on, you know, usually folks are more inclined to, you know, kind of dip a toe in the water. But, you know, seemingly she dove head first into the pool.
She did. Yeah. And, you know, she's always been a great public speaker. So she, you know, anybody who is questioning, you know, whether they should change from diesel to propane, she's always there to answer the phone, and a friendly voice on the phone. She's always got a smile on her face. So, you know, that was early in my career of education and sales. And she, I've always looked up to her, and, you know, we stay in communication, probably not as much as I should. But, you know, I know she's always there if I need to call her.
Yeah, great. Well, Jenna, this has been an incredible conversation, too long in the making, I might add, but, you know, appreciate your insights in helping us celebrate Women's History Month. If folks want to learn more about Bluebird, where can they find that information?
Yeah, you can head over to the website at blue-bird.com. You can always call me. I'm always up for a good conversation, but bluebird.com. We actually have a podcast ourselves. I have not been on that one though. So this is my intro to podcast. But we have a great team, and we're always willing to talk and answer any questions.
Excellent. Once again, our guest at NSTA, the bus stop, Jenna Van Harpen, executive director over at Bluebird. That is one of NSTA's OEM partners. And Jenna, appreciate you taking time to celebrate Women's History Month with us. Great seeing you again. Look forward to seeing you in Nashville for the annual meeting and convention, if not sooner. But always great to see you, and we're so glad to have you back.
Thanks again, Kurt.